Welcome to the 7 on Your Side Consumer Podcast, brought to you by ABC 7's Michael Finney.
Hello, and thank you for downloading this podcast. I am Michael Finney. Let's jump right into it today by talking about the high price of food. Here in America, consumers are beginning to hoard food. What they're really doing is saving food, assuming it's cheaper now than it will be in the future. At least in the short term, they are probably correct. And that was easy to tell today when I was making breakfast. And when you were making breakfast, check out these price increases. Bacon up 4.2%. Eggs up 34.5%. White bread up 16.3%. That glass of milk cost you 23% more. If you like sliced tomatoes, you eat on the light side, 18% more. And those hash browns, raw potatoes, are up 4.6%. That is huge. Food prices have been so stable for so long, just climbing along with inflation. This is catching many folks by surprise, not the least of which are restaurant owners. And that's where we're seeing the hoarding of food. They're concerned about future price increases, but even more than that, many restaurant owners are saying they are concerned they will not be able to find the flour or the rice or the tomatoes that they're going to need in the future. So when they see a fairly decent price or it's a commodity they can hang on to for quite some time, they just buy it and store it. And that is leading to an increased problem. So why are prices going up? Well, prices are going up because the U.S. dollar is going down. There are more people in this world, and more of those people have more money. The developing nations are now actually developing. Their citizens have money. And so they are now beginning to buy foods in the open market that in the past they didn't buy. Let's get right to it. Meat, protein, fish. The expensive items they are now beginning to buy because they live in cities. They're making good money. They are now competing with Americans and Europeans and those in Asia for food. Those with developed economies are now being forced to look for food in the same places that those with a developing economy are looking for food. That's why prices are going up. How do you protect yourself? Well, shop sales, that's obvious. If you don't have a club card for the different supermarkets where you get a discount, you really need to go get at least one. Two is probably better. They really do offer real savings. Now let's move along and talk about food in restaurants and the hidden cost of eating out. I just did a report here in San Francisco. There is a new law in effect that says most businesses have to buy health care for their employees. Well, restaurants are being especially hard hit for this. Some are just eating this price increase. Others are rolling it into their menu prices, but there are others that add a fee to your menu. We're seeing everything from a buck a head to 1.5%, 3.5%, even 4.5% of the entire bill, and that going to buy medical care for the workers. Well, we have not found any consumers that are upset about the additional costs. What we're finding is consumers upset because they didn't know they were going to be charged this fee. Now, we've talked to several restaurants about this. They seem to be changing their policies and making sure it is very clear and very upfront. It's either in the menu price or written at the bottom of the menu. So, although I can't believe I'm giving this advice, when you go into a restaurant, make sure you read the fine print. Look at the bottom of the menu. What you think is going to say, tax and tip added to parties of six or more, tip 18%, something like that. Instead, it may say health fee of 4% charged on all bills. So if you want to make sure you know what you're going to pay, ask, search the menu, and then you'll pay. But be aware that it is often hard when you're going from restaurant to restaurant shopping menus, as you may do in North Beach or other areas where restaurants are grouped together. It may be hard to compare prices because one may tell you about the fee up front where the other one doesn't. The RIAA, have you heard of this organization? It is the Recording Industry Association of America, though it's the lobbying group and the trade association for the recording industry. Well, they have been upset over piracy of songs for an awful long time, as well they should be. Artists and the industry are being ripped off. It is true that they are hemorrhaging jobs. Why? Because often consumers go and download the songs without paying. They illegally steal the songs. Young people are more apt to do it than older people because they're computer savvy. They tend to be more dedicated to their music, and they talk to their friends, and they trade back and forth. Well, the RIAA has been sending out letters for several years now telling those who have downloaded music, or more to the point, have made their music available for download, that if they don't pay up, they're going to be sued. And we've been talking with the University of San Francisco about this. They've set up a legal clinic to help students that are confronting these letters. Well, the first letter goes out, and when you call in, you'll find out it'll cost $3,000 to $4,000 to make this issue go away for you. If you don't pay and you ignore it, later you'll get another letter. The price will go up to $4,000 to $5,000. And the more you ignore it, the more the price goes up. Attorneys are beginning to fight this because there are concerns that students who haven't downloaded music are being targeted. Notice I said downloading music. Often the issue is not that the student has downloaded music, but that their music is available for downloading, that they're using peer-to-peer software that allows others to go into their computer and pluck songs out. That is how the RIAA is tracking down students. The bottom line here is, if you are illegally downloading music, I suggest you stop it. You get off the peer-to-peer groups, and you should quit because, A, it's illegal, B, it's wrong, and C, you could get caught and end up paying thousands and thousands of dollars. And if you're responsible for a student, you might want to make a call and say to your kid, hey, are you downloading music illegally? And if you are, knock it off and get off the peer-to-peer software, because even if you aren't downloading anymore, you can be caught this way. Unlimited calls on cell phones. Sure, sounds like a good deal. PC World is looking into it. They say most of the programs cost about $100 a month. And once you figure it out, for most, it is not a good deal. Something to think about when you think about treating your cell phone like it's a standard landline. Your landline, you can make all the calls you want. Well, the cell phone, you get all the long-distance calls, too. There is a certain group of folks that this is going to work for. But for most, PC World just isn't very impressed, so think twice. Finney's Friday Free Stuff. We are giving away tickets to Great America and CarMax Lip Balm. Both great gifts. Go on our website and check them out. Well, that's it for this week's podcast. I'm Michael Finney. You can catch me on ABC 7 News weeknights and on The View from the Bay every Monday and Friday. The show airs every day between 3 and 4. I'm Michael Finney. Goodbye, everybody.
For more on Michael Finney's reports or to report a consumer problem, go to abc7news.com and select 7 on your side from the quick links menu. Thank you for downloading Michael's podcast.